श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी चैप्टर 2 वर्स 1। संजय उवाच तं ततः कृपया विष्टं अश्रुपूर्णा कुलेक्षणं विसीदन्तमिदं वाक्यं उवाच मधुसूदनः। संजय सेड टू हिम, दैट इज टू अर्जुन, who was thus overwhelmed with pity and grief, and whose eyes were blurred, filled with tears of despondency, Madhusudan, that is Lord Krishna, spoke these words. Chapter 2, verse 2. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Kutatsva kashmalamidam vishame samupasthitam anarya jushtamasvargyam akirti karamarjuna. The Blessed Lord said, O Arjuna, how this shameful dejection has come upon you at this critical hour, for this is unworthy of noble souls, neither it could bring heaven nor fame for you. Chapter 2, verse 3. Klaibhyam masmagam partha naitat tvai upapadyate kshudram hridaya daurbalyam tyaktvo tishta parantapa. O Partha, that is Arjuna, son of Partha, do not yield to impotence, that is cowardice, it does not befit you. Cast off this petty faint-heartedness and stand up to fight, O vanquisher of foes. Chapter 2, verse 4. Arjuna uvacha, katam bhishma aham sankhe dronam cha madhusudanaha ishubhi pratiyotsyami pujarha varisudana. Arjuna said, O Madhusudana, that is Lord Krishna, how shall I fight Bhishma and Drona with arrows on the battlefield? Because they both are worthy of worship, O Arisudana, that is Lord Krishna. Chapter 2, verse 5. Guruna hatvahi mahanubhavan श्रेयो भोक्तुं भैक्षम अपीह लोके हत्वार्थ कामांस्तु गुरुनिहैव भुञ्जीय भोगान रुधिर प्रदिग्धान. Better it is to live on alms in this world than to slay these noble elders. But if I kill them, my enjoyment of wealth and desires of the world indeed shall be stained with blood. Chapter 2, verse 6. Nachaidat vitma kataranno gariyaha yadva jayena yadivano jayeyuhu yaneva hatvana jiji vishamas teva sthitaha pramukhe dhartharashtraha. We do not know which is better for us, to fight or not to fight, nor do we know whether we would conquer them or they would conquer us. These very sons of Dhritarashtra stand before us. After slaying them, we do not wish to live. Chapter 2, verse 7. Karpanya dosho pahatasva bhavah prachamitvam dharmasam moodha chetah yachreyah syan nishchitam bruhi tanme shishyateham shadhi mam tvam prapannam. My very being is overpowered with the sense of cowardice. My understanding is confused with regards to my duty. I ask you to tell me for certain what is good for me. I am your disciple. I pray to you to instruct me who has sought refuge in you. Comment. Every human being is a spiritual aspirant. The reason is that out of His grace only, God has given the human birth for his spiritual welfare, who otherwise is subjected to misery of being born in 8.4 million types of species. Therefore, no one should be disappointed for not being able to uplift himself. Every human being has a birthright to attain God realization. As a human being, he is independent, capable, fit, and has a right to achieve the goal of human life. The very first important step is to recognize the goal and accept the idea that he does not belong to world, instead he is a spiritual aspirant. The feeling that I am man, I am woman, I am Brahmana, that is priest class, Kshatriya, that is warrior and ruling class, Vaishyas, that is business class, or Shudra, that is working class, Brahmachari, that is student observing celibacy, Grihastha, that is householder, Vanprastha, that is in the process of leaving attachment to the world, Sannyasi, that is renunciate, all these are fine while dealing with the world, but these become an obstacle in the pursuit of God realization. All these feelings and relationships are assumed due to the body only. God realization is not attained by the body, but is achieved by the self or spiritual aspirant only. The self or spiritual aspirant is ashariri, that is, without the body. Arjuna has recognized his real goal of life, that he must uplift himself. That is why he is not asking for whether to fight or not to fight. He is simply asking what is definitely for his spiritual good. Chapter 2, verse 8. Nahipra pashyami mama panudyada yachoka muchoshanam indriyanam avapya bhuma vasapatnam ruddham rajyam suranam apichadipatyam. For even on obtaining undisputed sovereignty and an affluent kingdom on this earth and lordship over the gods in heaven, I do not see any remedy that can remove my grief which parches my senses. Chapter 2, verse 9. Sanjaya Uvacha. Eva Muktva Rishikesham Gudakeshah Parantapa Nayotsya Iti Govindam Uktva Tushnim Babhuvaha. Sanjaya said, O scorcher of enemies, that is Dhritarashtra, after addressing the Rishikesha, that is indwelling master of senses Lord Krishna, Gudakesha, that is conqueror of sleep Arjuna, said clearly to Govinda, that is Lord Krishna, I shall not fight, and became silent. Chapter 2, verse 10. Tam uvacha Rishikeshah prahasan iva Bharata senayor ubhayor madhye vishidantamidam vachah. O Bharata, that is Dhritarashtra, born in Bharata dynasty, Rishikesha, that is Lord Krishna, smiling as it were, spoke the following words to the despondent Arjuna in the midst of two armies. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.